Hello and welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke, and I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create a life you love. We're going to get real and honest about the adventures, challenges, and wins of creating your life on your own terms. You get to define what success means to you, and I'm here to help you make it happen. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the third episode of Success Babe Radio. I am your host, Brooke Alexander, and I'm very excited to be here with you today. Thank you so much for listening. I am super excited to bring this episode to you, actually. It's not really a planned episode. This topic has been on my mind a bit lately. And I've got a couple things I want to cover about it, but I'm really just gonna let this stuff kind of flow and see where we go with this one. This is gonna be a bonus episode. So usually my podcast episodes are released on a Monday, but I do throw random little episodes in here and there on random days whenever I feel called to record something extra. So I'm gonna get started. This week's podcast episode is on, this special bonus podcast episode is on confidence. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today, because a couple of days ago, someone commented to me that they thought that I was confident, and I was completely shocked. I never thought of myself as someone who came across as a confident person. Now, this isn't to say that I didn't have confidence. I just didn't know or wasn't aware that my confidence was being noticed by other people. So I think this is what this episode is going to be about, talking about confidence and I guess how I got to this point in my life where people thought of me as a confident person. And also, I guess, when you start to create content and put it out in front of the world and put stuff on Instagram and talk about things that are on your mind and create podcasts and videos and all this stuff, you have to have some level of confidence. So I definitely have built up this confidence to whatever level it is at right now. And I'm going to kind of talk about that and share some advice with you I have on that and how I did it, even though I was not aware that I did it. The thing for me is I don't necessarily know that I identify with the word confidence. And I actually did some research, so I just did a little Google right now to see what the word confidence actually means and how it's defined. And a lot of the stuff that came up is, so I'll just read you what exactly the first definition that comes up in Google is. The feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust, the state of feeling certain about the truth of something, and a feeling of self-assurance rising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. And while I do agree with all of those things, I think the problem that I have with this is that you need to believe that you have an ability to do a certain thing. And I guess for a lot of people, when you do something, for everyone has their own kind of references and ways of figuring out if they are confident in doing a certain thing or whatever. And so in that case, these definitions would apply. And so, for example, say you are going to speak in front of an audience, right? Maybe you've set up certain rules that will dictate when you allow yourself to feel confident about a certain thing. So maybe those rules for you could be if you've done it before, if you've done something similar. Or maybe you only feel confident in something if you've done it a lot of times successfully. So for everyone, we all have these different rules set up for when we allow ourselves to feel confident enough to do something, right? But this is really unfortunate because a lot of the times, especially in business or when you're creating something, you don't have anything to prove these rules wrong. So for example, like if you've never done something before, but the rules that you have set up to feel confident in doing something is that you have to have done it multiple times, then you're shit out of luck. Like, what are you gonna do then? You're just gonna stop? No. So for me, I saw a really awesome TED Talk a couple of years ago by a woman named Amy Cuddy. And I'll link it in the show notes so you can take a look at it too. But the gist of the TED Talk, I highly suggest you watch it because I will butcher it. But the gist is that fake it till you make it is great, but fake it till you become it is better. And I've mentioned this kind of same idea for the way I see things in my first podcast on fear. And that is that if you can trick your brain into doing things. So you can tell it to do something, you can visualize something, or you can just choose a whole different thing. And eventually, if the negative stuff that you say, the negative stuff that you come up with to hold you back to stop moving forward, that will go away. And then your brain will catch up with these new empowering thoughts and decisions that you've made. So I just decided the same thing. Fake it till you become it. Just fake it. Literally, pretend that you are confident. And an amazing way to do this is when you come up to a situation where maybe you're feeling like resistance or you're really unsure or you're worried about the outcome, you're not feeling confident. The way that you can get past it is to ask yourself, okay, but if I were confident, if I were sure that this is going to go well, what would I need to do? What would I need to think? How would I need to act? What kind of person would I need to be? And this is really, really awesome because then you can reverse engineer from there. Okay, so if I were confident about this thing, so let's pretend you're doing a speech in front of people again. If I were feeling super amazingly confident about doing the speech in front of people, what would I need to think? And then you would come up with all of these really positive affirmations, ideas, those things, and then you latch onto those and then you keep repeating them to yourself over and over again. And this can apply in any situation. It's not just about when you're speaking in front of people. Maybe you need to talk up at work. Maybe you need to put out a new creative idea. Maybe you're building a new program. Anything where you're just like, I just don't feel confident, this is what you need to do. And the reason that all of this works is because you actually can do it. You can do it. You have the ability, you have the intelligence, you have the know-how, you have all of it in you. There's no reason why you're not able to do something, but other people are. There's nothing. That's such a lame, old, overdone excuse that you just need to get rid of. It's not serving you. It's not getting you anywhere. So forget the whole thought that I can't do this, I can't do this, because you freaking can, okay? And sorry, I'm getting really worked up about this because I just love talking about it. So then you can fake it till you make it. All right, I don't feel confident right now, but if I did feel confident, what would I need to think and what would I need to do? And then go from there. Fake it till you become it. And that is going to be so, so useful and so beneficial for whatever it is that you're trying to do. Because like I said, eventually the brain, the not self, the not true self part of your brain is going to catch up to the true self, the true you, and then it will just become natural. And an important point that I would like to say here is that it's okay if you don't feel like you're not confident in something. It's a good idea for you to learn to separate your emotions and the way that you feel from who you are. So if you're not feeling confident about something, that doesn't mean that you're not a confident person. So this is going to take some work, and this is not really what I'm going to cover in this podcast episode, but really maybe start the thought process now of separating your emotions and the way that you feel from the person that you are, because they are two separate things, and your worth is not dictated by your emotions. So not feeling confident is just a feeling. It's not who you are. It doesn't define how much you're worth. And that goes for any feelings that you have too. Sad, lonely, depressed. You don't have to absorb these and wear them as your identity. They are just feelings. They're not who you are. Really separate the way you're feeling emotionally from the amount of worth that you assign to yourself. And this is a bit of a deeper topic that I can go into another time if people are interested in. It's just a bit too much for this podcast, but a really important point that I wanted to make here. The next thing that I want to talk about is acknowledging that you don't always know how something is going to go, that you're not always meant to know how something is going to go. So this is the reason I bring this up, is because a lot of the time when we're not feeling confident about something, it is because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Oh, well, okay. So maybe we think we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Maybe we are thinking about the worst case scenario, which is usually what happens, and then we run with that. But you're not always meant to know how the outcome is going to go. You're just gotta do it anyway. And this relates back to episode one, which you can go back to, on fear and taking action through fear. Acknowledge that you don't know how it's going to go, and that is okay, and do it anyway. You don't need to latch onto it and take it for a ride and try and think of all the worst case possible scenarios. Just acknowledge that maybe you don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you do it anyway. And I think for me personally, that is the true meaning of confidence, is acknowledging that I don't always know how something is going to turn out, but I do it anyway. I figure it out and I ask for help when I need it. And that also is a great point to make, that you're allowed to ask for help. You're allowed to ask for help. You're not expected to do all of these things on your own. And actually, I think it's an amazing thing to ask for help, because if there is someone who has been through what you're going through, who has done the things, learn from their mistakes, ask them for help instead of doing something and then maybe doing it 80% of what it could be. Learn from someone else and do it 99%. That's going to save you so much time, so much stress, so much worry. And it is completely okay to ask for help. Something that I do want you to do right now is to think about all the times you did something that you were scared to do, or didn't know how to do, or hadn't done before, but you actually did it. And acknowledge those experiences. Think about what you gained from those experiences and appreciate that, because you've already done things that you weren't confident enough to do, but you did it and now you've learned. So that's proof that you can do things that you haven't done before or that you're not feeling confident enough to do. I guess I just really am feeling right now that confidence is kind of overrated, and it's seen as this thing that you need to have or feel, and that if you're not confident in something, you lack the ability to do something. But that is completely untrue. And if you have that mentality, if you have that idea that that's the way that things work, then you're really missing out on a lot. Because I don't think that confidence is something that you need to have. Sure, some people feel great and they do things and they feel confident and they know that they can do them. But there was probably a time when they didn't feel confident, but they had to do it anyway, right? So it's not this thing that you need to have in order to do something. You can get there to a point where you feel comfortable enough to do something without worrying about what the outcome is going to be, and that's great. But if you're holding yourself back from doing things because you don't have this elusive confidence, then consider what you're missing out on. And my solution to this is to just fake it till you become it. Just pretend that you're confident. Pretend. Because having confidence and pretending that you're confident is going to get you to the same outcome. So don't wait around for it to come to you. Don't wait around for confidence to show up and fall into your lap and then decide that you can do the things. Pretend you already have it and do the things that you would do if you had it, and think about if you were a confident person, what would you think? And what would you do? And what would you say? And then go from there. That's my best advice in this situation. And that is the only thing that I was able to do that got me to where people considered me to be a confident person. And I still don't even consider myself to be a confident person. I just know that I can do whatever I want to do, and I don't relate that back to confidence. I genuinely know that I can do whatever I want to do because there's no other way. I just don't think that there's any other way. And sure, sometimes it might take me a little bit of time, and I don't always go into everything with balls to the wall with no worry. I still have that, sure, but eventually I know I'm going to get to where I want to go. And maybe that is confidence, but I just don't like the idea of having confidence. I just don't like, maybe it's just the way that people perceive that word. I think maybe we need to choose a different word, but I know this is turning into a really weird podcast at the end here, but honestly, like, I just don't think that there's any reason why other people would be able to do something and I wouldn't be able to do it. There's no reason why I can't do something, and it's exactly the same for you. There is no reason. If you have a legitimate reason why you can't do the thing that you're trying to do, please let me know what that thing is. But also, secondly, I would also like to consider you to consider if that's actually something that you want to be doing. Because if you really wanted to be doing something, you would do it. You would find a way, regardless of how you feel or what your emotions are, or if you have confidence in this thing right now or not. If you want something, you will go and get it. And that's the same for me. I have a vision. I see where I want to be. I know that other people have achieved it. They've had to work for it, and I know I'm going to have to work for it too, and that is absolutely fine. But I know that I'll get there, and I still feel scared in the process, but I just know that I'll get there, and I know that you'll get there too, and that's it. That's all that is coming out of me right now for this. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode was helpful, and I want you to know that I love you and that you can do it, and that if you have the idea or the thought or the urge to do it, then you've been chosen to do it and you can. If you would like to connect with me a little bit more, you can head on over to my Instagram, which is at brookealexander.co. I have an amazing Facebook group where I go live twice every single week. It's called Success Babe Social. We would love to have you there. As always, my website is brookealexander.co. I'll leave all of the links in the show notes so you can jump right in. You don't even have to worry about typing anything in. I'll have the links all there and ready for you. You just have to press a button. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.